This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of this year. We're talking no other than Cardiff Lexington Corporation. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CDIX. Very, very undervalued here at what they're sitting at, especially with the market cap about $1 million. But that's my personal opinion. To bring us up to speed and up to date on their great revenues is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Alex Cunningham. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Glad to be here.
Bring my listeners up to date with your financials performance. I see that you guys really had a really banged up third quarter revenue. How did we get there?
Well, I'm happy to do that. We've gotten there over a long period of toil and dedication. We're very encouraged by those Q3 filing numbers. Our year-to-date revenue for the third quarter, as we discussed, was over $1.5 million, which is an increase of about 120% over the previous year. And our revenue to date gets pushed to $3.6 million through the first 9 months. And that's double our results for the same period in 2018 and a year-to-date increase of 136% overall. And we're pretty proud of that.
You know, what amazes me, like I said earlier in the interview, your market cap's at a million, and already we're not even done with the fiscal year yet. We're at 3.6 million. Usually it's vice versa, you know, a market cap at 3.6 million and revenues at 1 million is kind of a disconnect there. You agree, or am I missing something?
No, I do agree. And I think we've created a lot of enthusiasm. And sometimes things don't happen as quickly as people would like to see them. But this has been a steady climb for us. We've made some dramatic improvements over last year. And last year were improvements over the year before. This is not a short-term outcome. This is a long-term plan. And I think if people would focus on the accomplishments that we have brought to bear, not all the possibilities that we hope to bring to bear, that we'd get a better true value reflection.
Well, I have a couple questions for you. One is, how do you attribute the impressive growth? And then if you would, before you get to that, just give my new listeners maybe a model of what you guys do and how you guys do that.
Well, certainly. I'd be happy to do that. You know, Cardiff is a diversified platform that provides an equity exit strategy or an equity capitalization strategy for business owners. We're very diverse. We are somewhat agnostic as to industry or geographic location. We're looking for really good companies that have performed within their niche. And by good companies, I mean they have great management in place. That company's typically not for sale, but they do need some additional capital to grow, or they've had enough success they'd like to take some capital out without impairing the company. And we can come in and be a partner and bring them underneath our umbrella, let them continue to run the company, to continue to have a significant equity stake in the company, and benefit our shareholders as well as that individual or group of owners of the subsidiary company we acquire.
And the reason why I asked you that, I just saw a past press release about Platinum Tax Defenders. You guys bought them out. Did that help your growth?
Well, it certainly did. It certainly did. As we say, we're an acquisition-driven growth model, and actually, we always intend to continue to make acquisitions of new subsidiary companies. So we're going to be expanding the umbrella, and Platinum Tax is a very good example of that strategy. For instance, they're located in Simi Valley, California, and were affected last year more than this year a lot by forest fires and various acts of God. But this year they reported $1.6 million in revenue for us in Q3 as compared to $229,000 during the same period last year. So Platinum Tax Defenders alone yielded a 650% increase in revenue for the third quarter.
You know, when I bring on small companies like this, especially, you know, companies that are under $10 million market cap. One of the problems they have is funding and having money in the coffers. That being said, can you tell us about your company debt, maybe operational funding requirements, and going forward, you know, sourcing? How do you afford to do these mergers, and what's the future maybe of your company?
Well, that certainly is the challenge, and it's an overwhelming challenge sometimes. The balance sheet challenges that we've been working on have been to get us out of the convertible debt business and shift our focus instead to equity investment and conventional debt. On the surface, when someone looks at our balance sheet, what's inferred is a dramatic increase in overall debt in 2019. What actually happened during the year was we were forced to reclassify a term acquisition note that increased our derivative liability from $1.8 million to $7.3 million. This is tied to the Platinum Tax acquisition. Essentially, we have a $1 million 30-month term loan tied to that acquisition, and there's a provision in that note that in addition to our monthly principal and interest payments, the lender has a non-cumulative option to convert up to $30,000 a month of whatever remaining principal there is on the note into common shares should they want to take that equity position. Our lender has never exercised that option, but because that provision is in the note, our auditors mid-year this year determined we must treat that entire note as a convertible note, and this caused that huge increase in derivative liability that shows up as increased debt on our balance sheet. And again, today, since that note's inception back, I guess, in July of 2018, almost 18 months ago, all the payments that we've made on that note have been cash, principal, and interest payments. So that reclassification was an unexpected hit to our balance sheet. It caused us to refocus and make us actively work to try to refinance that note with equity or conventional debt, and to move that derivative liability back down under $2 million instead of as high as $7 or $8 million. We have filed a pre-14C with the SEC here in the last couple of weeks, which is a request by the shareholders of preferred stock and the corporation for a preferred share class only reverse split. This realignment will take about 30 days once it's completed. All of our share prices for preferreds will be equal at a $4 stated value, and they'll all have uniform conversion rates. And the motivation behind that is for us to structure the company in such a way to be acceptable to prospective acquisition candidates and better enable us to close transactions. As far as going forward, we're putting in place a number of equity funding commitments to fund operations and acquisitions. We recently announced $1 million capital infusion over multiple tranches starting now and throughout 2020. Our legal counsel is working diligently with an investment banking group to create and qualify a Reg A Tier 2 offering, which will give us the capacity to fund a large acquisition we're working on. And the funding commitments we've already put in place for that offering once it's declared and qualified to the SEC. And we've also had our legal counsel create a 506C private placement memorandum, which we also anticipate filing for another investment group and several large private accredited investors to also try to raise acquisition equity dollars. All of these are strategic moves that take time and resources, but we're getting there. The end result is we think early in Q1 of 2020, we'll have the capacity to absorb much larger asset-rich targeted companies, and our subsidiary umbrella companies will have finally a better probability of eligibility towards conventional debt. We can curb dilution with more longer-term conventional debt once we have gained a little bit of this financing and realignment.
Alex, do you feel this is the best your balance sheet has looked in a long time?
I think it's about to be. You know, if you drill down through the items that I've been discussing, I think it's about to look a lot better.
My guest today has been Alex Cunningham. He's the CEO and president of Cardiff Lexington Corporation. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CDIX. Alex, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Well, I know we've talked a lot about nuts and bolts financials, but it's the important underpinnings of what we're trying to accomplish. You know, the goal at Cardiff Lexington is growth through acquisition and subsidiary performance. And over time, we know that we'll drive shareholder value as the market recognizes that performance. We're in this for the long haul, and we're looking for investors and shareholders that want to take that ride with us.
Alex, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and your family out there. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days, and we'll see you next year.
Everett, always happy to speak with you. All the best in the holidays to you and your crew back there.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.